You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? What do we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show on SiriusXM Sports Grid and Jacob Sports Media. I'm the Philly Godfather from PhillyGodfather.com with our college football show. Before we start breaking down the games, I want to go to Jamie first, the World Series of Poker champion. Jamie, how was your weekend, man? How's everything going?
It was a rough week last week. I definitely took some big hits. Thankfully, you know, I'm still having a great winning season, but I learned a lot. I seem to learn a lot more from the losses than the wins, and I am consistently going to be a sponge for information. I really appreciate being here with you guys. You guys are the geniuses, the masters, the originators. I've learned so much from you, and I try to take all that information and make myself into a better sports bettor, which the whole point of this show is to make sure that we are educating, entertaining, and informing the sports betting audience so that they can make better choices, better picks, get moves in early, and follow all of you guys because you just have the best information on the planet.
And when you're talking about the best, you're talking about the Philly Rooster right here. Rooster, let me go to you first. College football is here. Let's get down to business. Is there any game you like this week that you want to share with everyone listening and watching?
Yeah, well, as my first move of the week, I wanted to put out the biggest game of the week, which is the Oklahoma-Texas game. And I know there's some sharp money on the dog here, but I looked at this game close. I like the favorite. I'm laying the 6.5 on Texas here. They're a team that's battle-tested. I mean, you're still dealing with Nick Saban in Alabama, and they beat them. When you look at who Oklahoma beat, and that record's inflated on these easy wins against teams like Iowa State, SMU, Cincinnati, Arkansas State. You're looking at a team that's not battle-tested against a team that's battle-tested. Anything under a touchdown for me there is a move. I like Texas.
Let me go to my lead handicapper at the PhillyGodfather.com, Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Matt, do you agree with Rooster's assessment of the football game?
Yeah, I'm on Texas. I like Texas. I bet it. I bet it -5.5. It's down to 5. I'd bet it all the way down, like Rooster said. I mean, down below 7, I really do love Texas this week.
Jimmy the Sheep Batista, the man, the myth, the legend. You have information from all around the world, spanning from Costa Rica to the Asian Pacific market, Las Vegas, and the underground. Do you agree with this side?
I do side with Maddie and El Clucko on the Texas side.
Wait, time out. Why are you calling him El Clucko? Where'd you come up with that from?
Well, listen, his animal name was given several 30 years ago, and he was
three
Rooster.
Decades.
It was like 30 years ago, he was named Rooster. But what happened to him on Saturday It is like mind blowing. You took 27 on a game in Northwestern. And like, I was like, is this the fucking fix of the week? I mean, plus 27, you're tied at halftime. So we didn't get roostered. Now we got El Clucco. And to lose that game, I mean, I almost wanted to call him. I was ready to cry for him. I'm like, how can you be tied at halftime and lose by 28?
That's not easy to do.
I was going to give a tourniquet or something. I'm like, it's incredible. I mean,
what's going on at Penn State, Jimmy? You architect a lot of fishy games in your life.
He's really starting. And I just keep looking at the Booster Twitter account. And when I see them putting smiley faces up, you know, there's some inclination going on there. I mean, what the fuck is James Franklin doing?
It's two already. The over under was 1.5. You went over in the first segment. We're not even done. Jesus.
This is just the first game we're going over. I'm not even going to bust Rooster's balls on that game because I actually feel bad for him.
Yeah, but real quick. Listen, I know how he got the name, but Rooster. You want to explain to everyone how you got that nickname over three decades ago?
Yeah, well, I was with a bunch of lazy asses, Babab being number one. And they would show up at the office at 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had been there since 5:30. So they're all like, why are you up so early? And I said, well, the early bird gets the worm. And that was it. Our buddy Tiger gave me the name Rooster. And I'll tell you, nicknames don't usually stick. And this one, I mean, there are people on this earth who think my real name is Rooster.
Well, now they're going to know your real nickname is El Clucco.
And Baba was known not only as Baba, but mainly the black sheep.
Yes, I was. And yes. I wore it well.
Yeah, you did.
All right, we got a minute and a half left on this segment. Let's go. There's a game Friday night, Nebraska versus Illinois. Both teams are 2-3. They're really not doing much this season. Both teams had expected regular season win total set at 6.5. Currently, Illinois 3.5 over Nebraska. Let me go to Matt first. Matt, you like anyone in this matchup?
Oh, it looks like we'll have some winds in this game. 11 mile per hour game time, but high wind gusts starting at 35 mile per hour gusts. They're going to fade down to 20 mile per hour gusts as time progresses and game progresses. I mean, if that weather stays the same, I lean under first half, under 21.5 here. I mean, the high wind gusts have the potential to eliminate the passing offenses. And Nebraska is a team that runs the ball. They run 12th most in the nation while ranking 11th in the nation in yards per rush. So I lean, you know, Nebraska with the points here as well. But as for the total, I lean under 21.5.
Real quick, in 15 seconds, Rooster, do you agree with them or no?
I do. Exactly. We didn't exchange notes, but I love the under here, under 44. With that Illinois defensive line, along with the way Nebraska runs their offense, running all the time, they're going to control the clock. Under 44 for the game, and I like that first half under, too.
Yeah, I like Nebraska plus 3.5. I like them on the money line. I like the under as well. That's going to pretty much wrap up the first segment. You're listening on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, Jacob Sports Media, along with Philly Godfather on Twitter. We're live streaming it. So make sure you guys come right back. We're going to have more legendary sports betting moves for all you guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive
betting. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we're going to switch it up a little bit now. We're going to talk about national championship odds. Rooster was cracking on Sheep last week about betting Georgia. Now they're at plus 300. You can actually get a better number. Let me go to Rooster first. This Georgia team has started off 5-0 in the season, but they're 0-4-1 against the spread, or 0-5, depending on what number you got. They got another scare last week against Auburn, and they just don't look like the same team. Do you have any interest in betting this team to win at all? I mean, they've had a cupcake schedule. And they look kind of weak.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with Georgia. I mean, look, 5-0 record is what it is. They're expected to be undefeated at this point. They got a little bit of a test this week with Kentucky, but their tough schedule has not hit yet. And, you know, again, it's almost impossible to repeat, let alone three-peat. The injury bug hasn't hit them yet, but like you said, at 3-1, I don't see any value in betting them. I am still going right now with Penn State. Now, we know the two games that Penn State's season hinge on. They're coming up with Ohio State and Michigan. And let's see. I really think they only have to win one of those games and be close in the other to get in the dance. But at 14-1, now you're talking about some value you can play with if they get into the playoff.
Well, I think they need to beat Ohio State at Ohio State, right? Because it's going to be hard to beat Michigan. They look like they're steamrolling over everybody.
Yeah, Michigan's tough. If they were more than 4-1, if I could get a 5 or 6-1 on Michigan, I'd be interested in that too at this point, because I think they're better than Georgia. They've been playing better. But look, don't go to sleep on Georgia. They're still the best team in the country. They came in ranked number one. They're still ranked number one. But at 3-1, I just don't think there's value.
Let me go to Jamie Gold next. Jamie, you still feel the same way about your Michigan future? Or do you think someone else is better than that?
Yeah, that you got me in on early. I love that Michigan future. I actually think Michigan's the best team in the country right now. I think they're the most consistent based on the expectations. I think they performed, you know, up to the level that they were expected to perform. And I am really happy with that spot that we got Michigan at 9-1. I think they should be ranked number one. I know that's not possible because somehow Georgia started out as number one. And so you have to keep them at number one when they don't lose games, but they get close. I'm not saying Georgia's a bad team. I just don't think they're as good as everyone thinks they are. I don't think they're as good as they are automatically ranked number one as long as they win these games against, you know, mediocre team.
Yeah, and when you're looking to bet into the futures market, it's all about the price. You're not betting teams, you're betting price.
You can say, listen, they're mediocre schedule, but then if you
mediocre,
look at
it's softer than an ice cream truck. I mean, it's
I agree.
Easy schedule.
I agree. I like Georgia to get it all, but I'm telling you right now, you got to look at Ohio State schedule, Penn State schedule, and all these other top 5, 6, 7 teams. They're also playing cupcake schedule. I do agree with them. Georgia does. I'm kind of get a little scared because their offense is not clicking. Their defense, I'm okay with, but their offense has a serious problem.
Well, their offense revolves around the quarterback, Carson Beck, who's been underperforming all season, and he hasn't impressed me.
Underperforming? He's not even –
He's starting to look a little better, but before the season started, the reason why we took Michigan is because Georgia lost their quarterback. Alabama lost their quarterback. Ohio State lost their quarterback. And as Rooster will tell you, it's the quarterback and the coach, the most important people on the field, right, Rooster?
Yeah, and then a close third is and nobody realizes this, is the only other person that touches the ball every down, and that's that center. So they're the three players I look at. If one of those three is out, it's a major line shift.
All right, let me go to Matt from Multepus from the College Kids. Matt, Texas right now currently 750, and out of all teams in the nation, Texas probably has – one of the most impressive wins in Tuscaloosa this year against Alabama. I know you got futures on them at 25-1. You got them to win the conference as well. You still feel strong about that future ticket?
I feel as strong as ever. I mean, I think this week, just like Rooster said earlier in the show, they go in and they win. And they win convincingly, in my opinion. I mean, I put my money on them. I do think Penn State, as Rooster alluded to before, had some value at 18-1. We talked about Washington, but I'm still bullish on Texas.
Yeah, and if you look at their schedule, if they do beat Oklahoma, and that's still an if, because Oklahoma's outperformed the market each and every week. They're a lot better than the bookmakers thought they were. They've covered the spread five straight weeks. So
yeah, but it's how they beat them, Steve. I mean,
they smoked them. Their point differential is the best in college football. Oklahoma's been killing people. And if the bookmakers are that off on this team, they might be off again this week. They're five-point underdogs. To me, I think it's a field goal game, Jimmy.
You know what, though? Real quick. The problem for Oklahoma is they haven't versed the level of competition Texas has.
No, they haven't.
Both teams rank top 20 in yards per play and opponent yards per play. But a big difference in the game is if you look at a sack percentage, Texas ranks 50 in sack percentage, while Oklahoma ranks 107th. I mean, you know, if you can't get to Quinn Ewers is a great QB that's going to torch you up. So – yeah. And Oklahoma is yet to burst a top 50 team in yards per play. So that's another stat for you guys.
We're going to see it this week.
Yeah, and if you look at their schedule, if they beat Oklahoma, you might as well pencil them into the playoffs. Ain't no one beating Texas. Like the rest of their schedule is kind of a cakewalk, man. So
this is their toughest game of the year.
Yeah, you're sitting in a pretty good position there, Matt, with Texas. Anybody looking at Ohio State plus 750? They really haven't impressed me. Rooster, what do you think about that?
Not in love with Ohio State. Again, I kind of feel about them the way I do with Georgia. They haven't played up to their potential. I mean, crunch time hasn't come yet. Ohio State's strong. They got a lot of five-star recruits. They probably got 8-9 players going to the NFL next year. So they're strong. But that's not good enough odds for me with a team that's not blowing their competition up.
All right, so with Penn State at 14-1, Rooster likes. We actually bet them over 9.5 wins this season. We think they got a great shot to get 10 wins. Let me go to Matt Moltepas from the college, because Washington at 15-1 is another team that I think they're better than USC, and they got a big game against Oregon coming up. You're getting 15-1. What do you think about them, Matt, at 15-1 with their quarterback? I mean, he's unreal.
Yeah. He's been on fire, man on fire, said it last week. We talked about Washington a little bit last week, how they had some value. We saw that number drop a little bit, just like Penn State. But that Oregon team, that's the game you got to watch out for, because Oregon has a top 10 defense, not just opponent yards per play, but opponent points per game. So this is a real defense. It's not, you know, some fake defense like other teams. Washington, if they can go in there and their QB play lights out, and win that game convincingly, well, then they might be a problem.
Jamie, Washington's at 15-1. Oregon's at 16-1. Washington's -3 at home versus Oregon next week. Out of those two teams, who do you think is the better team that has a better chance to make the college football playoffs and maybe surprise some people, win it all?
I think they're pretty close. I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching that game. I think it's going to be great just as a fan. I don't know which way I would go yet, but I really enjoy watching both teams play. It's going to be a really exciting matchup. I don't mind the price on Washington right now, but they have to beat Oregon. And if they don't,
changes the whole dynamic of everything. Yeah, and as of right now, they're both plus 320 to make the playoffs. I think both teams are better than USC, and the odds currently reflect that.
USC has no defense.
Yeah, they're both at plus 220 to win the conference, slightly better than USC. But, you know, it all depends on who's banged up, who's not banged up when they face each other. And anytime a game like this comes up, Washington versus Oregon, those guys are going to play their hearts out. And you'll see some guys banged up after that. Hopefully not. But, I mean, those guys are going strong. Rooster, out of those two teams, which one do you like better?
The problem is if Washington loses a game, they are completely out of the playoff. They got no prayer. So, to me, it's hard to bet a team like that to win it all when you can get a team like Penn State or Texas or Ohio State who can lose one of these really tough games and still have a chance to squeak in, or Notre Dame. I mentioned Notre Dame last week, and I think, they still have a shot to get into the playoff. I mean, the NCAA would love to have Notre Dame in the playoff at all costs. You know,
the biggest fan base in the world, probably, of any college football team, right?
Right. So get them in there, get Ohio State in there, get Penn State in there, but get some markets in there and print some money. But no, in Washington, it's a no bet for me.
Let me go to Matt from the College Kid real quick. Matt. 5-point dogs.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I like Texas this week as favorites over Oklahoma, but as 5-point dogs, Oklahoma right now, you can grab 25-1 on them. If they find a way to win that game, which is a real possibility, I think, in my opinion, because the bookmakers have been so wrong on this team all season. I mean, the rest of their schedule, you really can't find another L. I mean, at 25-1, do you want to nibble a little bit, or you think they got no shot of even, you know?
I can't see them beating Texas this week. I really can't. I mean, the best defense Oklahoma has played thus far is SMU, which is ranked 42nd in opponent points per game. Texas ranks.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to have to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we're talking about Oklahoma's chances at 25-1. They're slim. And, you know, we're going to Matt Multeps from the College Kids. Matt, is it worth a nibble on this team? I mean, do they have a shot? They're only 5-point dogs against a strong Texas team. The look-ahead line was a lot higher to start the season in this matchup.
I mean, if you do think they beat Texas, yes, bet it, right? Nibble on it. But, like I said previously before the last segment ended, I don't see them beating Texas. I was saying the best defense Oklahoma has played thus far is SMU. They rank 42nd in opponent points per game. Texas ranks 8th in opponent points per game. They're by far the best defense that this Oklahoma team will face, and I really can't see them beating Texas.
As we wait for Dave Mason from BetOnline to come on, let's go to Heisman odds. As of right now, it looks like the Heisman's going to go to a quarterback from the Pac-12 this year. They got odds up on that happening. Yes, minus 155. No, plus 125. And anytime you see, you know, bets like that being put up by sports books, more than likely, you know, one of those quarterbacks from the Pac-12 is going to get it. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you got who? You got Bo Nix, you got Caleb Williams, you got Michael Penix. You think the Heisman goes anywhere else, or those are the three guys that are in the race?
I mean, I think it's probably going to go there. Looking at the odds, I think Caleb Williams, at this point, it's his to lose. You can't bet it at less than 2-1 odds. I don't think it doesn't give you any value, but looking at a couple long shots, I think JJ McCarthy's got an outside chance here. If he could turn it on coming in late and you're giving me 30-1 and they win the national championship, I don't know. I think it might be worth a nibble at 30-1 on him, but the smart money's going to be on Williams. I just wish it was better odds.
Yeah. And McCarthy does have the best QBR in college football this season, but his passing yards, I mean, touchdowns, the interception ratio, Williams right now is on fire. But let's go to Dave Mason from BetOnline. We got him on. Dave, can you hear us?
Hey, how you doing? You hear me?
There you go, brother. What's going on?
Dr. Dave in the house.
What's up,
another
fellas?
Of you.
How's it going?
Good, man. Good. Big game this week. Texas -5 versus Oklahoma, total 60, 61 and a half. Currently, Big 12 championship odds, I think Texas minus 140, Oklahoma plus 200. National championship odds, like we just talked about, Texas plus 750, Oklahoma plus 2,500. And both teams are right there. Which way is the public betting this game? Is there any sharp money on the side or the total? And how big is your handle early in the week on this matchup?
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest bet game of the weekend. It already is. So it opened Texas minus 3.5, 59.5. The bettors, 63% of the bets are on the Longhorns, but 58% of the cash is on the Sooners, which tells you a little bit. And then, yeah, sharps hit up the Sooners at plus six and a half. So we'll see. I mean, even though most of the cash is on the Sooners now by kickoff, I think that's the more money is going to be on Texas without a doubt.
Before we break down more bet splits and percentages, I know Sheik, you got a question for Dave about a totally different sport, right?
Hey Dave, how you doing? I know BetOnline is a big combat sport book. There was some breaking news this afternoon where Dylan Danis has dropped out of his fight against Logan Paul. And I hear the bare-knuckle badass Mike Perry is going to step in against Logan Paul in 9 days. Now,
is that true? I did not know that. I missed that news.
Awesome. Sheep, just to let you know, me and Dave were talking, and he's like, just don't throw me no off-the-wall questions.
No, yeah. MMA is my bread and butter. I'm talking like sometimes I'll be on these things, and some guy will ask me, hey, what do you think about that rugby game this week? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
This is
my bread and butter, pal. That's awesome.
So if Mike Perry fights what happened to fight, it hasn't been approved yet, but all over Twitter it is when Danis dropped out. Mike Perry versus Logan Paul. What do you make a raw number?
Well, we already have those odds. So let me.
Come on, I know you.
Because we had them. We had him as the. They had him as the backup, right?
Yes.
They named him as a backup because they just knew Danis was gonna crap out, right? Yeah, I'm scrambling here looking on the site. That's great news.
Now it's not official yet. Bare Knuckle has not issued anything, but from what I hear, but it's all over Twitter.
Now, Dave, how big of a handle do you get on something like that? That's pretty big, right?
All right, well, we got it. We got Mike Perry minus 300.
Oh my God, that's being kind. I don't think Logan Paul knows what he's getting into.
No, he's good. That's good. I love that, man. That makes me happy hearing that, man. And you know, we actually had odds up on Dylan Danis pull out. So I forget what we had the odds on, but he was favored to pull out of that fight. He just always does. I mean, it's a joke even announcing these fights, man. That's great, man. I mean, that fight's gonna sell too. Oh my God, that's what I like. I mean, Dylan Danis ain't gonna sell, but the Mike Perry and Paul that fight is gonna sell, and that's
it'd be more exciting if they fought bare knuckle. If it was straight legalized street fighting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Paul don't want any of that smoke.
He don't want none of that.
Not at all. I mean, Perry will fight any. I hope they'll fight all of us on this call at the same time. You don't give it, rats, you know what. So, oh, man, that's great, man. I got goosebumps listening to that.
Let's get back to college football. Another big game. You got Alabama. Basically, what do you got? A pick 'em minus one against Texas A&M. Both teams are 4-1. Which way is the public betting this? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total, Dave?
Yeah, we got Bama minus 146, open tied minus 3.5 and 51.
Wow.
62% of the bettors are on Bama, 64% of the cash on the Aggies. Sharp, A&M plus 2 for a little bit, under 49 or more. So yeah, I mean, by kickoff, even though most of the cash is on the Aggies now, by kickoff, we'll need Texas A&M without a doubt.
Yeah, and that team could be 5-0 if they didn't turn the ball over 3 times against Miami. So they're a little better than most people think, and Alabama has underperformed all season. Man, that's a coin flip. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Another big game, Kentucky versus Georgia. Both teams are 5-0. Spread's kind of high, in my opinion, 15, and the total's at 48. Is there any sharp money on the side or total? Which way are they betting with you?
Yeah, we have right now 14.5, 47.5, open 14. Open 14.5 and 48.5. 78% of the bettors are on Kentucky, and the cash is chopped 50-50. I mean, the sharp under 48.5, I think, or is that under 48.5 or more? Yeah. So I, you know, recency bias against Georgia. I know we talked about them last week. They didn't play anybody, and then they had a little bit of a scare there last week, and I think that's a lot of recency bias there with most of the bettors on Kentucky.
Now, have you seen the betting public start to drop off that team? I mean, they haven't covered the spread all season. They're, what are they, 0-5 against the spread, or 0-4-1, depending on what the closing number was? Are you seeing less and less of the recreational sports bettor looking to back Georgia?
I mean, you know, we spoke about Georgia last week, and, you know, I commented on how those games at the beginning of the season, because they're, you know, they're just playing all these patsies at the beginning of the season, and they're laying, you know, 40, 42, all these crazy spreads, and those games just aren't attractive. We don't get a lot of action on those Georgia games or any games, you know, when it's 42.5, 41, all that kind of nonsense. So last week, I mean, they were betting them because the spread was down a lot more, and they almost lost. And I think everybody was finally watching the game and seeing, well, this might not be the Georgia of the last 2 years. So there could be recency bias there. But you know, when the public starts jumping off a bandwagon,
trying to jump on.
Yeah, exactly. So so we'll see this weekend. But I have a feeling we'll need Georgia on Saturday.
All right, next game is going to be another. There's a lot of good games this week. Next game, 4-1 Notre Dame laying what, 6.5 total, 54 versus Louisville, who's 5-0. Is there any sharp money on the side? Are they betting the total? Which way are the recreational sports bettors?
Yeah, our current numbers are 6.5 and 54, open 6.5 and 54. So it's bounced back and forth, but back to where we started. 54% of the cash and 70% of bettors are on the Irish. Sharp, Notre Dame -7 and Louisville +7. So it's a little two-way sharp action.
Well, they got some opposition there. All right, yeah. Next, another good game, LSU. What are they, laying 4 at Missouri? Missouri's 5-0, LSU 3-2. A lot of people were high on this team to start the season. Which way are they betting this one?
Yeah, opened LSU 3.5 and 65, 52% of the bettors and 60% of the cash is on Mizzou. Sharp is Missouri +4.5 or better. That's one of the sharper sides the Saturday so far. Got a lot of sharp cash on Missouri.
All right, next one on the board, Syracuse at North Carolina. I'm seeing 9.5, total is 60. Which way are they betting this one?
Yeah, we got it 9.5 and 59.5, open 10.5 and 58. 58% of the cash is on Cuse, but 65% of the bettors are on the Tar Heels. It's not taking a lot of action yet, so don't really, you know, those numbers really don't mean a whole hell of a lot, to tell you the truth. It's getting all, you know, peanut action so far. Nothing sharp either, which has a lot to do with the peanut action, you know.
All right, we got about a minute left. Let's go to Washington State, who's 4-0 against UCLA, who's 3-1. I see a 3 and 60.5. Which way are they betting this one?
Yeah, open Bruins 4.5 and 61. 65% of the bettors on Washington State. And the cash is chopped 50-50, sharp Washington State +3.5 and over 59.
All right. Thanks for coming on. You'll be back for the NFL show. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media, and if you guys got any promos left, we got 30 seconds.
Oh, good enough. At Dave Mason, BOL on Twitter. Coming over to betonline.ag, hit up the promotions page. You all have all sorts of bonuses there. 100% sign-up bonus for first-time crypto users.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's 50% for other methods, and our second chance survivor pool starts this weekend for $150,000.
That's big money. All right, we'll see you for the NFL show, Dave.
All right, guys, talk in a bit.
Take care. See you, Dave.
You're listening to the Sports Betting Show on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, and Jacob Sports, and we'll be back with our next segment. We'll give out a bunch of college football moves.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, Jacob Sports Media, and live streaming on Twitter at Philly Godfather. All right, let's start giving out some picks, some moves, some selections, some plays, whatever you guys want to call them. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids first. Matt, is there any game on the board that's just screaming at you that you really like this week in college football?
So, yeah, there actually is. Let's go to the Alabama at Texas A&M game. I see the Alabama team this year. We've said it before. I mean, from their loss to Texas to their game against South Florida, when you look at this offense, it just – it's not impressive to me, not nearly as impressive as their other offenses. They rank 60th in the nation in yards per play. Defense still strong in opponent yards per play. But Texas A&M's offense has been strong too, ranking 27th in yards per play. Alabama had an impressive win over Ole Miss, but I think that game was closer than the final score indicated. Another thing to note was that game was at home. This time they're on the road. A&M completely dominated last week, not long ago, and Auburn team who gave Georgia a run for their money last week and had a chance actually to beat them. In that game against Auburn, the Aggies doubled them in yardage and held them to 2.4 yards of pass and 3.4 yards per rush. So, I mean, you know, I really love the Texas A&M Aggies here, and I bet them big, 3% move.
And they do have a pretty good quarterback, and they went and they beat Auburn pretty convincingly, and Georgia struggled. I mean, Auburn gave that team fits. Might have some here. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, is there
a Matt, what number? What number, Texas A&M?
Plus 1.5, I bet it. 3%.
Yep.
We got to get the golden recap down pat. You, Jamie, you like any college football game this week?
I do. There's a few. I like Fresno State giving 5.5. I like Michigan to cover the 10 in the first half. And the game, even at 18 or 18.5, I think Michigan's going to win both sides of that. I like a few, like three bets on the Georgia game, which I think, you know, you're favored to win 2 out of 3 of these bets. I think if you take Kentucky plus 7.5 in the first half, and then the team total on Kentucky over 16.5, and then you take under 48. Because if the under 48 doesn't hit, Kentucky has to hit over on their team total. And so I don't see how, you know, that you're going to lose all three of these bets. I'd like to win all three. But those are my favorite my favorite bets. I'm leaning on Notre Dame, but I'm probably not going to fire on the game.
Sheep, you like anybody this week?
Nothing really. I mean, I do. I also agree with Maddie on the with Matt Rhule and the Cornhuskers plus 3.5. I do see that. I like the Texas game, but nothing like put me down for Texas minus 5 and Nebraska plus 3.5. Those are the only things that I really see jumping at me right now. I do have some nice NFL suggestions later.
This ain't the NFL show, cuz.
I just really can't wait. I can't wait.
So Nebraska, a hammer. 7-7-49. That's all I know, Rooster.
I was going to hold back.
Travis' favorite college pick of the week is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jesus Christ, I had that game. I got to get off of it. You're on it all. Jimmy the Sheep, Nebraska and Texas.
Nebraska, write that down, James. We got the golden recap popping at the end of the segment. All right, Rooster.
You mentioned Texas minus 5. We have Texas minus 6.5.
Up, well, lay up the
ticket. You can catch 5. You can catch 5.
I can go to better line right now, like Texas minus 5 till I'm blue in the face. So
I think it's painted, ain't it?
I look for the best possible.
It's a 5.5.
Yeah, the game's pretty much painted 5.5 everywhere. I mean, I don't know.
If you want to lay 6.5, Jamie, be my guest.
No, thank you. That's not what I said. Let's be specific.
The problem with Texas is the whole world's going to be betting. That's what scares me a little bit.
That is the problem.
Yeah, as of right now, 75% of the tickets.
You know what? Not to get off the subject, but we kind of like Colorado got, you know, we're not talking about Colorado this week at all. Do we forget about Deion? Or do we forget about Colorado? Or is that whole hype all over?
Jimmy, it's not even in the script. We all got an outline for the show. What do you mean?
I just have to bring it up. Sometimes you got to go off script, my friend.
Well, who do you like, Jimmy? Colorado, Arizona State.
I love Colorado.
Well, minus the 4? I'm calling Rooster right now. Rooster.
The other fucking side for everything.
Yeah, how did Rooster's selection go last week?
Yeah, Rooster, so,
Colorado, what number?
Colorado, I'm looking right now. I'll lay the 4.
That's a short number, man.
I don't know. I see 4 right here at BetOnline.
I know it's short.
I just called on my good friend. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, do me a favor. Change Colorado down to 3, please.
It's down to 3.5 at BetOnline. That game's going to close 3. You might as well just wait because you're going to get the worst of the number. Just wait.
All right. I'll lay a pick minus 6.
Put him in a teaser. Just put him in a teaser.
No. Don't pinch me. Don't you dare do that.
Let me go to Rooster real quick. Rooster, oh, man, I can't stop laughing. What else you got for everyone listening out there?
Game of the week, Washington State, take plus 3.5. I made this game a pick. UCLA is underperforming. Cam Ward is on fire. He's going to eat this defense up. The UCLA offense is struggling. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. Washington State plus 3.5 is my game of the week.
Are you going to kiss the money line at all? The money line action?
I'm all over it. Money line plus 3.5. Alternate line. The whole thing.
Alternate line.
All out. Very alert.
Matt, you like anything else, or do you agree with Rooster on Washington State? I mean, they do have 2 quality wins over Wisconsin and Oregon State this year. And UCLA's defense, I mean, they look great on paper, but they really haven't played any good offenses all season. You like that?
Yeah, I like Washington State plus the 3. I mean, UCLA, their first, you know, test was last week against Utah, first quality opponent, ended up losing that game. They ended up losing on the road 14-7, despite the Utah offense playing poorly this year without Cam Rising at quarterback. So, I mean, Washington State, like you said, they're tested twice, Wisconsin, Oregon, and they won both of those games.
Oregon State.
They won't
good defense
one against the spread. Yeah. So yeah, I really like Washington State and I think they win the game. I like Washington State plus 3. If you're feeling dangerous like Rooster, you can go money line. And then if you're feeling even more dangerous, you go alternate spread. But I like the plus 3. I'm sticking with my plus 3.
Jamie, you like that side in that game against UCLA, Washington State?
Yeah.
They haven't lost a game all season.
I do, but I didn't look at that game, so I just respect what you guys are doing there, and I'll definitely take a strong look at it now.
All right, cool. Is there anything else you like, Jamie? You want to give out?
I don't think so. I think that was it.
Well, that's the best. When you cherry pick the games, you usually do better. Next game up on the board, LSU. This is going to be a good game too. I mean, they're playing Missouri at home. Missouri's 5-0. Both offenses can put up some points here. Let me go to Matt from the College Kids, my lead handicapper at the PhillyGodfather.com. How do you feel about this matchup, man?
I mean, LSU comes into this game, you know, if lost last week to Ole Miss, where their defense played like dog shit. And it's not the first week they played like dog shit. It's been a constant all season long. They go on the road to Missouri, who's the best offense they have played all year by far in yards per play metric. Now, I do think Missouri's offensive numbers are a bit skewed considering the defenses they played have not been that good. But guess what? LSU defense, it's not like they've been good either.
They're hard.
Yeah. There's no way I can back LSU here. Anytime, I always say, anytime a team gives me cause for concern, especially with the way this defense is played, well, then there's a concern on betting them for any game. If I was forced to bet this game, I'd have to back the home team with the points, but I honestly don't want any part of it.
Rooster, anytime you see a team that's 3-2 like LSU that had a bunch of hype on them heading into the season, going up against a team that's 5-0, and the 3-2 team is favored by 4 points on the road, does that, you know, shift your judgment about what's going to happen here? Does that affect anything or not?
It does a little bit, but you got to look at these games individually. I mean, both of these teams are really strong in the red zone offensively. Both of these teams are really weak in the red zone defensively. LSU's offense is still pretty strong overall. Like I said, they score a lot once they get into the red zone. They're one of the top teams in the country there. I missed the number on this, but I would have gone over 60, 61 in this game. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring affair. I do lean dog because of the reasons you just said. But my only move on this would be over if the game creeped down, which I don't think it'll do because the public will be on the over here.
It's moving. It's going. They're betting over as I speak. I just saw 64 over a quarter, over 30.
It's going to keep creeping up. I agree.
Yeah. Is there a cutoff point, Rooster? If it gets to 67, we look to go under, or just these two offenses are just too dynamic to go under?
There's definitely a cutoff point. I mean, college key numbers and totals aren't near as strong as the NFL. But yeah, if somebody hangs a 67 and the game's sitting 66, I'll bang it under. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you have to. You got to come back. I mean, what scares me a little bit is LSU probably has the better athletes and they played the tougher schedule on the season. They played against the better opponents. So they're a little bit more battle tested than this Missouri team. But when you're catching points at home, it's tough to go against that, man. It's really tough for me.
Anyway. Yeah, Missouri's SEC. I mean, they're no chumps either. So, I like Missouri here.
All right, let's go to Kentucky.
6.5. That was a nice number.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Kentucky. Kentucky's 5-0. Georgia's 5-0. Sheep, they're your team. Georgia, you haven't winning at all this year. They gave you a scare last week against Auburn.
They're going to give us a scare this week, too.
That's good.
I do agree with Maddie in this situation. Yeah. And that's all. I mean, I'm a little hesitant in this game. I mean, I know Maddie said a little bit earlier, maybe take 15 on the game. I'm hoping that maybe the public does come through and they drive it up, maybe 16 or better. So, but
you know what I actually like real quick? I like Kentucky first half plus the 7.5. I mean, Georgia's 0-4-1 against the spread this year. Titans at Alabama and Georgia, they both look as weak as ever to me. And I think these other teams and coaches, I think they smell it and they smell the blood in the air. Auburn almost took down Georgia last week. Kentucky comes in 4-1 against the spread. And it's not, you know, anything late. They have a 22-point margin of victory. Wildcats come off a game where they crushed Florida. Seeing Florida, a team that took down Tennessee. I mean, we've seen Georgia struggle now twice. And in both of those games, they struggled in the first half. Kentucky comes in this game, 7th in yards per play and opponent yards per play both. And when we look at the first half, I mean, Georgia ranks outside the top 25 in first half points per game and opponent first half points per game. Meanwhile, Kentucky ranks top 10 in both. So I really do like Kentucky plus 7.5 first half, especially with a lower total at, you know, 47, 48, whatever it's painted.
We got a minute left in the segment. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, if this game goes to 17, I mean, Georgia hasn't covered all season. They haven't beaten anyone with a pulse convincingly, while Kentucky smoked a pretty good Florida team. Would this be a burial, Kentucky plus 17 here?
Oh, plus 17 for sure. I mean, I don't think it's going up that high. It'll never jump to another key number. But
hold on, I mean, wait a second. Open order, Georgia minus 15 and a half.
Yeah, we're going to take all that action off of Shane. All right, we got 10 seconds left. You're listening to the Sports Betting Show.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
SiriusXM Sports Grid, Jacob Sports Media, and live streaming live on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We'll be right back with the Golden Recap with Jamie Gold.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. Before we go to the Golden Recap real quick, all you guys listening, all you guys follow me over the years know I'm a coffee connoisseur. And the best coffee I've tasted in years is from coffeeofgods.com. Make sure you guys check it out. The Dark Italian Roast is my favorite. And with that said, let me go to Jamie Gold. Jamie, with the Golden Recap, let it fly, baby.
All right, here is your Golden Recap. Rooster likes Texas at a couple of different numbers, but we'll call it -5.5. Matt likes the same. Sheep likes that same game as well. Matt is leaning under 21 or 21.5 in the first half in Nebraska and under 44. Nebraska, Philly Godfather, and the under, he's leaning. Matt likes Texas A&M +1.5. I like Fresno State -5.5. Jimmy likes Texas -5 and Nebraska at 3.5. I like Michigan in the first half -10, maybe even, you know, if you have to buy it down from 10.5, Michigan -18 or 18.5 for the game. I just think they're gonna crush this team. Colorado -4, but you should wait for the 3 we talked about from Jimmy. Rooster likes Washington State, his game of the week, +3.5. He likes the money line, and he might even go a little crazy on the adjusted line. Matt likes this as well. I am going Kentucky over 16.5 for their team total with an under 48 for the game as insurance. But I really like Kentucky in the first half plus 7.5, and that is Matt's bet as well. The reason why I might have had a bad week last week, a friend reminded me I was not holding on to my gold luck bar. This is a chip protector, and I'm now holding on to it again. It will be in my pocket all day. Let's see how this works.
We got 20 seconds left. I want to thank everyone for listening. Make sure you follow Philly Rooster on Twitter at Philly Rooster, Sheep at Barry Right Number, Matt Maltepas from the College Kids at TCK underscore experience, World Series of Poker champion Jamie Gold at Real Jamie Gold. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. Keep firing, and we're out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.